WACPX, Salt Lake City.
Hello, the Xers. Phil Wayne here for Market Scope for April 1992. Of course, this is the month every year we get that old tube radio out of the attic. And we've got it warming up right now. Let's see if we can dial up and get some news on this old radio or something. Each time.
Houston, train crash injures four. Cisco, no plane crash. Galveston, motorship disaster investigated. Fresh Shoes, France, frogmen at work.
Now, Farm and Home, the Southwest's largest savings and loan association, brings you the 9 o'clock news. KBOX Action Central Time, 8:55.
This is Dick Moore.
From every point in the universe, instant news coverage first on KBOX. Here's another first edition.
KBOX, award-winning Action Central News. Houston, four injured, one critically in train wreck. KBOX Action Central reports from the scene.
A Houston-Galveston-Santa Fe Railway passenger train has been derailed near Parlin, 12 miles southeast of Houston. First reports include Dick Mahan in Houston, reporting for KBOX in Dallas, returning you to KBOX Action Central.
Cisco, search called off. Authorities today call off an intensive search of the area between Cisco and Breckenridge in West Texas after they found no evidence that a four-engine plane had crashed. Several residents in the area said they saw the plane trailing heavy black smoke and flying only a few hundred feet above the ground. A clue to what may have set off the hunt came from a spokesman for the Convair Division of General Dynamics at Fort Worth. He said Breckenridge is right in the middle of a two-way pattern used in testing Air Force planes built by Convair. Galveston, the Coast Guard wants to know why. A Coast Guard inquiry into the capsizing of the motorship National Pride last week came to an end in Galveston yesterday. After a technical study of the ship's construction, the report's to be sent to Coast Guard headquarters. 11 men lost their lives when the vessel capsized in the Gulf while dumping obsolete ammunition. Bodies of two of the 11 were found in the ship.
You are listening to KBOX, award-winning Action Central News.
The current San Francisco temperature in KEWB country, 58 degrees. This is the Darren Lane report on KEWB Oakland, the service of Meridian Pontiac, 3300 Burnett Avenue across from Buchanan Airfield in Concord.
KEWB News tells you more, says it better.
James Brown, Hitbound Sound. Papa's got a brand new bag. Spectacular jump to 17 on the KEWB 30. Jumping in for another hour of fun. Ron Reynolds from 91 at 1 past noon. KEWB. And baby, I'm yours. Barbara Lewis from KEWB.
Sounds by the one and only Chuck Jackson. It's called In Real Life. That jumped up to 44 this week on the Boss Swingin' 60 survey with Darlin' Jill's picture on the back of it. OL85344. They'll mail it to you. Just call that number. It's 17 past 5, Radio KYA time. As you heard, the panic button sounded, and little doll from Palo Alto called in. Peninsula only that time, you know. Her name was June Holling at 816 Bruce Drive. She knew my name. You've got to mention my name or I don't give them to you. And June, we're sending you 10 brand new records from the Boss of the Bay.
Twenty-one minutes till 5 o'clock. 21 before WOLF's request review. Marvin Gaye, and Mary Wells.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What's the matter with you, baby?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Marvin Gaye and Mary Wells teaming up for a great sound. That's number 16 on the Million Dollar Music Survey. What's the matter with you, baby? 17 minutes now in front of 5 o'clock, 71 degrees in the Great Salt City. The Windy Craig program in progress till 6. That's Dandy Dan Leonard Showtime. Right, it's the bright, exciting, all-American station. Here's a former WOLF sure shot by fearless Frank Ifield.
Radioactive.
All right, that's Frank Ifield on WOWF and Sweet Lorraine It Is, a former WOWF sure shot and pick to click of the Windy Crank program. It's 15 minutes before 5 o'clock.
Weird?
Yes.
Fun?
Yes.
Entertainment?
Yes.
Let's try from the top.
Weird?
Yes.
What's so weird about it?
The beard.
The beard?
Oh, that's right. The weird beard comes to WOLF.
Coming to WOLF, the weird beard?
What's that?
The weird beard.
Stand by for fun, frolic, and loads of music as you tussle.
The weird beard on WOLF.
Shall we start again from the top?
Forget it.
11 minutes before 5 o'clock is 71 degrees outside.
Yeah.
This is WOLF, where well-adjusted radios all agree.
The WOLF Lucky 1490 contest is in progress.
Fantastic gifts, tremendous value,
all free to WOLF listeners. Listen. Here's another prize to be given away on the Lucky 1490 contest when you have the right number.
Tomorrow morning on the Georgie Brewer Show between 7 and 8 a.m., a complete gym yard which includes two swings, a glider, slides, and all the equipment for your own backyard playground. That's on the George Brewer Show tomorrow morning between 7 and 8 a.m., a complete gym yard worth well over $70. Be listening for your Lucky 1490 number.
Oh, baby, fantastic for Beatles! Salad goes out of Big Walt's holiday show of souvenirs and crowd. We are to play it for you. The Wednesday edition of the Charlie Brown program. Beatles, you think you could maybe sing it one more time here? Thank you, babies. Looking at 18 in front of 4 o'clock in the afternoon time with more minutes than ever. The music you want to hear out of the wonderful world of good guys. The WALT Top 10 Tune Title Twister Contest.
Tune Title 10 Top Twister.
Ron's Record Shop in the Mall of Britain Plaza. The Capri Record Shop in the Mall at Northgate, along with WALT Radio, will present you with the top 10 records if you're chosen the winner in the Top 10 Tune Title Twister Contest.
10 Twister Tune Title Top.
Winner chosen on originality and thought. Write a story using the titles of the top 10 songs heard on Radio WALT. Deadline for your entry is Friday night. Send your entry to Top 10 Tune Title Twister Contest.
Twister Title.
Tell you that we have a big old winner again this week on the Top 10 Tune Title Twister Contest. What is Sandy Sargent of 1705 East Lambright right here in Tampa, Florida. And congratulations to you, dear, for the winner of the Top 10 Recordings of the Week from all the big world good guys there.
We have a winner,
WABC. Hi, Key Wasabi. Big Dan Ingram here, starting it off with Tommy Rowe, the number 9 song this week. Sheila, let's go.
Fun-tast time.
Listen closely, you can be a winner.
Penny for your thoughts.
Thinking about the things.
What? Sing.
Sing.
Danny old sing.
Sing.
Oh.
Thinking of things.
When I've got only one thing.
Yes.
Who sings?
For $10, name the singer.
Earliest postmark win. Decision of the judges is final.
Now to win the prize, just tell us who recorded Things.
Send your answer to Things, WABC, New York 23.
You face the music, Kim Wasabi. Zero in on Radio 77, WABC.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
A word from Vince Edwards, TV's Ben Casey, about an exciting new motion picture.
All right.
The Interns.
Yes, don't miss the bold love affairs, the sensational scenes, the wildest twist party ever filmed at Columbia Pictures, The Interns. Tomorrow it's opening at RKO and other neighborhood theaters all over town.
77.
Tell them where it is.
77 WABC.
WABC. These are the Belmonts, number 32.
Won't you dance with me?
It's called Come On, Little Angel. 11 minutes past 3 o'clock in the Dan Ingram Show on Radio 77, number 1 in New York, WAVC.
This is 77 WABC. Where we never, no, we never, where we never goof up our bration steaks.
Thank you very large, and you're fired, Drew. Hey, the chains of the cookies here. This number 34 on the Dan Ingram Show from the WABC Silver Dollar Survey, girls.
The
Ink Spots.
They are immortal, aren't they? From KPRZ, and that's Harold Jackson on the vocal. He's been with them for 50 years. One of the original Ink Spots, and performed at the Palladium with the KPRZ gang and Les Brown and the Band of Renown about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's 11 minutes past 9. This is the Gary Owen Show. Good morning.
Bremen's International, in cooperation with Endemic Productions, presents The Creature with the Nuclear Uvula. Formerly Mob Psychology finds Roddy McDowell.
So terrifying that ushers insist on patrolling theater aisles in pairs.
Mighty in drama.
Mighty in emotion.
Mighty in passion.
Mighty innocuous.
Remember, movies are better than nothing.
No one admitted unless you're over 35 and accompanied by a large sumo wrestler or an alert registered nurse. Snack you. Thank you very much. Remember our slogan at the Fenork Drive-In Theater, come as you are, but stay in the car. Thank you.
12 and a half minutes past 9, let's go back to more music. More often, as they say in the radio biz, at KPRZ.
Stand by right now, because the world is about to be confronted by no less than Johnny Walker.
Wonderful.
Too much.
Radio 1.
It's great.
The greatest. Radio 1 presents Johnny Walker. Just for fun.
Music.
Too much.
Oh, jingle, jingle, jangle, jangle, bells, bells.
Love, isn't it?
And a big thank you to DLT for the last 2 hours. Yawning Johnny Walker was up late last night celebrating a mate's birthday. Anyway, a very warm welcome to the program. From now until 3 o'clock, we've 2 hours of nice early afternoon music for you.
For your delectation this lunchtime.
I'll be looking at the stars at shortly after the 1:30 news for our general birthday forecast, and then our housewife birth child, of course, at 2:15. So stick around for as long as you can.
Let the good times roll.
Let the good times roll.
Get it in your soul. Let's have some good time fun. Get your grooving on down.
Get
on down. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. We're gonna get it on.
No.
Look here now.
Radio One Music on BBC.
Your brand new buddy Jim O'Brien is on the breeze at 10:03 WFIL. Much more music time. Getting it on. But that much from Chicago. 25 or 6 to 4. I don't care. It's out of sight.
Mr. Brooke Vetten there and Shadrach. 46 of the Fabulous 50 happening right here on the Real Dot Steel Show with a brand new 5-0. Hit Parade is unveiled this afternoon. This is KOIL in Omaha, number one in the heart of America.
This is fine dining. Dining at the new Mediterranean restaurant, Dodge at 44th.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Solid Gold Weekend.
WAPE Jacksonville.
From the city by the shore, Teddy Bear plays more hit music.
W-A-P-E.
Ain't no sunshine.
More music. W-A-P-E.
203 on the Big 690 with Teddy Bear. Back to 1967. You gotta remember this big hit by the association on the Big 690. Wendy, that's her name, loves their game, and everybody knows it's true.
This is one of America's great radio stations.
This is a fine kettle of fish.
WUBE.
Proud to be in Cincinnati.
Bob Chesson.
Funky Broadway, it's done for you by Wilson Pickett here on the Bob Chesson Show at 10 and a half, or 2 and a half past 11 o'clock, super summertime at 57 degrees outside of our studios as we move into the second hour, the final hour of the Bob Chesson Show.
Stop the music! Right there, I want to talk about WUBE window stickers.
Now look, we've been all through this before.
However, it has been brought to my attention that there are still a few cars without All-American window stickers.
Yeah, all right, we'll go over it once again.
All you have to do is go to any Chrysler Common Service Station, get your WUBE All-American window sticker, put it on your car, and become eligible to win thousands of dollars in cash and prizes. So, remember, a winner never quits, a quitter never wins, faint heart never won fair. Maiden, go, go, get those stickers!
Bravo! Bravo! Hey, was that moving? Was that a great bet?
Horns. And here's our word for the day. Our word is very diabolical. If you have a window sticker in the window of your car and the All-American DJ stops you, then you tell him the word for the day, and he'll give you a toaster. Today's word, once again, is a very diabolical. The Dusty Dunn Show, midnight till 6.
This morning, I think I will play a record for Bawada Johnny. A young man with more chins than the Chinese phone directory will dedicate this little song to him.
Two faces have fun.
Fun is W-U-B-E.
It's 4 past 11 o'clock, super summer time. Sound out by the association. Their latest and it's called Never, My Love.
Just one second. Where is the idea? Oh, yeah.
Right here. Read that.
WJAS and WSHHNMFM. We on FM?
FM. That's Dance for Feminist Movement.
All right, you got it. All right.
Pittsburgh.
It'll be 6 o'clock right after...
Wait a second.
I can't read that. It sounds like a...
Bomb. Sandwich. Green bomb.
Is that a sandwich?
Green bomb.
Hey, man.
I'm glad to see you're going home.
I'm glad to see you're taking over. Come on!
And it's a friend.
13Q, Jackson Armstrong, make me... Hey, Jack. I knew I got you in a couple minutes early tonight, so I thought I'd stick around and help an old man get off his crutches.
How about hijacking today? Last time you said hijack to me, man, we almost spent 3 years in jail, man. Don't do that to me again. Hey,
you know I wouldn't take you anywhere.
Hey, listen, I got a question for you.
Okay.
You still having a hard time finding a woman, right? I got a call today.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got a call from that weight-reducing salon out here on... they told me that...
You mean you found a fat lady for me?
Yeah, they said if you hang around the back door, you get the rejects.
Ah! Damn it, tell me you already had it.
Oh. I wouldn't believe it if I told you, folks. No, he got a fire extinguisher and he's right behind me. Oh, God. Oh, no. I'm getting the same treatment I gave Bad Johnson last night. He's got this fire extinguisher. No, I can't breathe. It's carbon dioxide, you dummy. This is WJS, WSHHFM in Pittsburgh. It'll probably be 6 o'clock and a couple of minutes after, but King Harvest finishes with you. Goodbye, Mark. Mark's going out to find a woman. He can find any woman he pleases.
We can.
Choose 5 minutes sooner from WABC New York. This is news from American Contemporary. 53 degrees and clear in New York. News at 55 and 25.
Great
way. Most music on
77 WABC.
WABC. New York.
WABC. Power play 4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-4-8-
4 minutes after 11 at WABC. This is Great Solid Gold, 1966. Stone!
WABC!
Great solid gold from the Stones at 7 after 11. There's a natural WABC chime time back in 1966, that was. What's a long-distance power cell? I just throw these questions out once in a while, you know. It's a new kind of battery that outlasts any ordinary battery in use.
Hey, that's Bob and Earl shaking a tail feather, doing the monkey time with a Harlem Shuffle on WHK and the Fabulous 50. Tune Dex, tune spot number 22 with Johnny Holiday. 28 degrees, our street-level temperature outside in Cleveland, and it's guest star time.
Whenever my mommy does her housework, she always listens to the music on color radio. She's always listening to WHK in our house. My mommy says it's the thing to do.
On Color Channel 14 Cleveland, here's a hot prospect for the Tigers of Warrensville Heights High School.
It's April 1st. No, who locked the door? Red Jones? Let me in there. Till the Tigers ready. I'm the Quixie Tigers, 79, Quixie and Dixie. Kiss me bye. Tigers ready. Tony the Tiger at 79, WQXI. Good grief, what a day it is. April 1st. Time flies when you're fooling around and having fun.
Thank you, Skip Dabblestein and Paul Swearingen. This is Phil for the DX Audio Service. I gotta get out of here. See you next month.
It's much more fun for everyone. I like CHTV.
And now, historical moments in radio.
Hello again, everybody. I'm John Bowker, and today I want to give you some perspective on the operation of a radio station in a small market during the 1930s and the 1940s, the height of the Depression. Now, some of you may recall that last July I attended the 60th anniversary party of WDEV in Waterbury, Vermont. That day I met briefly with Mr. Ken Squire, the president of Radio Vermont, owners of WDEV. And the outgrowth of that discussion was his sending me a draft copy of the history he has written of the station. I was most interested in his comments about some of the technical matters that confronted a station in the mountains of Vermont. Waterbury was at that time nearly an hour's drive from the big city of Burlington, Vermont, and 4 or 5 hours from Boston, and nearly the same from such other centers as Albany and Montreal, Manchester, New Hampshire. Yeah, isolated is a good way to put it. Ken Squire writes, "It was on July 16, 1931, that Waterbury, Vermont joined the world of electronic storytellers. No other New England community Waterbury size had undertaken such a project. For a month, they had been testing the new operation in the dead of night. Reports reached Waterbury that the signal was coming in better than big city stations over vast portions of the state. One fellow heard the tests on a small radio in his car. And a letter from New Bedford, Massachusetts said, 'At the time, I was using a small portable radiola tube set, and all I had for an aerial was a piece of doorbell wire wrapped around the inside of the room, and it was a short piece of wire at that.'" WDEV signed on that July morning in 1931 from the newspaper office in Waterbury. News would be generated from daily newspapers and the entertainment from the neighbors. The antenna was a copper wire strung between two telephone poles from the back of the newspaper office building on Stowe Street to the rear of the Perkins Furniture Company and Funeral Parlor down on another street. Now, in the early days of broadcasting, radio clubs were formed. Listeners collected as many signals as possible, and if one heard a station, one would write to that station, telling them the time they were listening, what they had heard, and they would ask for a QSL postcard confirmation. WDEV was getting such requests from all over New England, South Carolina, North Carolina, Maryland, Ohio, and radio clubs would assist in getting stations to go off the air so that more distant stations could be heard, too. The World DX Club assisted the Waterbury station in going for the big one, and sure enough, sometime between 2 and 5 a.m. on a special test broadcast early in the 1930s, listener W.H. Nicholson in Palm Springs, California, heard the song Eternal Love and the WDEV call letters on his 12-tube Sheldon radio, proving the Great Divide had been conquered from Stowe Street in Waterbury, Vermont. The heart of the Depression, this was a matter of no small community pride, I can tell you. And this was all accomplished with a power output of 50 watts. During the summer of 1932, WDEV applied to the Federal Radio Commission to increase power to 500 watts and to move from its high dial position to 550 on the radio dial. And by November 7th that year, approval was received and WDEV was able to cover the landslide defeat of Herbert Hoover by Franklin Roosevelt to a greatly enlarged Vermont audience from the first spot on your dial. By 1935, the station was to apply for yet another power increase to 1,000 watts, and in order to take on the increased competition of the airwaves, that called for a new 432-foot vertical tower. That's a big tower for any small market radio station, even today, I can tell you. But perhaps even more startling is the tremendous success WDEV has had in attracting listeners all over the state and nearby New Hampshire with its 5,000, 1,000-watt day-night power levels and a sophisticated directional pattern that protects Buffalo and two Canadian stations from interference. Ken Squire ends his draft history by writing, "The station moved into the 1990s with the same enthusiasm that had marked its very first day. It was, as it had been for 60 years, Vermonters serving Vermonters. It is still a challenging place to work in small market radio." For Historical Moments in Radio, I'm John Bowker.
WAAM looks at sports.
And hello, sports fans on the DX Audio Service. I'm a younger Ken Onischuk with the Major League Radio play-by-play lineups for the 1965 baseball season. And we have two 10-team leagues to tell you about. And in the American League, the Baltimore Orioles on 1090 WBAL with Chuck Thompson and Frank Messer. The Boston Red Sox on 850 WHDH with Kurt Gowdy and Ned Martin and Mel Parnell. The Chicago White Sox on AM 1000 WCFL with 75 stations in 10 states with Bob Belson and Milo Hamilton. The Cleveland Indians on 1300 WERE with Jimmy Dudley and Bob Neal. The Detroit Tigers on 760 WJR with Ernie Harwell and Gene Osborne. The Kansas City Athletics on 810 KCMO with Monty Moore and Red Rush. The Los Angeles Angels on 710 KMPC with Buddy Blattner and Don Wells. The Minnesota Twins on 830 WCCO with Ray Scott, Herb Carneal, and Halsey Hall. The New York Yankees on 880 WCBS with Red Barber, Joe Garagiola, Phil Rizzuto, and Jerry Coleman. And the Washington Senators on 1500 WTOP with Dan Daniels and John McLean. And now in the National League, the Chicago Cubs on 720 WGN with Jack Quinlan and Lou Boudreau. The Cincinnati Redlegs on 1530 WCKY with Wade Hoyt and Claude Sullivan. The Houston Astros on 950 KPRC with Gene Elston and Lowell Pass. The Los Angeles Dodgers on 640 KFI with Vin Scully, Jerry Doggett on English and in Spanish on 1300 KWKW with Fats Garcia and Jamie Gerin. The Milwaukee Braves on 1250 WEMP with an announcer lineup that was not final at press time. Next year in Atlanta, when they're scheduled to move, they will be on WSB with Milo Hamilton and Larry Munson. The New York Mets on 1050 WHN with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy. The Philadelphia Phillies on 560 WFIL with Byram Somme, Richie Ashburn, and Bill Campbell. And the Pittsburgh Pirates on 1020 KDKA with Bob Prince, Jim Woods, and Don Hoke. The St. Louis Cardinals on 1120 KMOX with Harry Carey and Jack Buck. And the San Francisco Giants on 560 KSFO with Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons. Enjoy the broadcast and now let's play ball.
Wake up in the morning, ZNS1, Radio Bahamas.
And
Mr. Sports Networks himself, Ken Honest Chuck, will be back in just a couple of moments with more of Sports Networks. I'd like to remind you that Bruce Elving's FM Atlas, the 14th edition, the world-famous guide, which has served the FMDXer for over 20 years, is now available from the NRC Publication Center at a special price of only $12. That's right, $12. New York orders, please add sales tax. If you'd like to get your copy of the FM Atlas, send $12 to the National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661.
Comment.
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 It's time now for our Musings from Members column. These are the thoughts of the National Radio Club members, and the opinions expressed in this column are those of the individual writer and speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of the editors, the publishers, the National Radio Club, or the DX Audio Service. Before we get into our Musings from Members column, here's Board of Director Wayne Heinen.
The following is a statement from the Board of Directors of the National Radio Club Incorporated. Recently, there has been publicity throughout the radio listening hobby pertaining to offers of publications from former general manager of the National Radio Club, Mike Nitter, and his wife's company, Deja Enterprises. The Board of Directors of the National Radio Club feel that this public statement concerning Mr. Nitter's resignation from volunteer duties is in order. We would like to preface the below by outlining that never in the history of the National Radio Club has the publisher of DX News been accountable to anyone except the Board of Directors. This goes back to the 1940s when Ray Pop Edge was the publisher of DX News. This also holds true for the DX Audio Service. This method has worked very well over the last 59 years with transition from publisher to publisher being a smooth process where the former publisher turns the affairs of DX News over to the next publisher in a business-like manner. This past fall, a variety of editorial questions were raised by Mr. Nitter concerning the way publisher Paul Swearingen was handling DX News magazine. An attempt by the board to get both Mike and Paul to resolve these differences between themselves was made. After a short period of time, Mr. Nitter approached the board and asked that the board resolve the issues concerning the publication of DX News. The board at the time was made up of Dick Truax, Ron Musco, Ken Chatterton, and Mike Nitter. Upon the board's clarification of duties of publisher and a clarification of publication duties, which Mr. Nitter was already doing, Mr. Nitter resigned from all involvement with the National Radio Club volunteer activities. Due to the situation at the time, the board felt it best that Mr. Nitter should be removed as a board member. This was done following the procedures outlined in our bylaws. The duties that Mr. Nitter had resigned from were taken over by myself, Wayne Heinen, shortly after Mr. Nitter's resigned. This allowed a fairly smooth transition of reprints and other National Radio Club publication projects. Mr. Nitter has announced, and I quote, "I am still editing the world-famous logbooks that you have grown to love over the past 10 years, and is offering them through his wife's company. Although most of the data that is contained in these publications is a matter of public domain, none of Deja Enterprises' publications are sanctioned by the National Radio Club. The names National Radio Club, NRC, as pertaining to the broadcast band DX Hobby, and NRC Publications are in fact proprietary to the National Radio Club and may not be used without its permission in any promotional or advertising material. The National Radio Club will be publishing a newly corrected and thoroughly revised 13th edition of the world-famous, and I quote that, National Radio Club domestic log of AM stations. The 13th edition will drop former undesirable features and add other features designed to further assist broadcast band DXers. The 13th edition will be released in the normal time frame, in time for delivery at the 1992 National Radio Club Convention. This 13th edition is the successor to all past books, which began with the original edited by John Collerman in the 1960s. The logbook has been passed from editor to editor since the first logbook, a tradition among those dedicated to the National Radio Club and broadcast band DXing hobby. It is true that the National Radio Club domestic log was converted to the computer database during Mr. Nitter's tenure as DX News publisher and as a trusted board member. The fact that Mr. Nitter has retained the databases developed from the original domestic log and other National Radio Club publications for his own gain after his resignation from volunteer duties within the National Radio Club cannot be overlooked. The domestic log, the original name, has been the mainstay of our publications. The profit from these publications is what has made the treasury of the National Radio Club financially strong. The overhead of our club has been subsidized by profits realized by our publications and has kept dues increases at a minimum. The National Radio Club's recent agreement with Bruce Alving to carry the FM Atlas is a case in point. A purchase of this book from the National Radio Club will put profit into the NRC Treasury at a price that is competitive with all other sources. We are offering the FM Atlas because it is a quality publication and can be offered at a better price than we, the National Radio Club, could sell one for. We feel that devotion to improving the domestic log is more important than to try and compete with other products. The 1991 FM log was a marginal sales success, and the club has, in light of the agreement with Mr. Alving, abandoned any thoughts of producing a competing book. The same applies for the TV log. The Board of Directors regrets that Mr. Nitter has decided to compete with the club for our publications. The interesting part about the volunteer duties that Mr. Nitter has resigned from is that they parallel his latest commercial endeavor. These duties were to maintain the databases for our publications and see that they were published in a timely fashion. Mr. Nitter has apparently feels that the DX hobby community and the National Radio Club would be best served by purchasing publications similar to those that the National Radio Club has offered for over 20 years from Daje Enterprises, a profit-making company owned by his wife. We hope this will answer any questions that may have been raised by members of the DX Audio Service. And we would like to assure you that the DX Audio Service has no intention of ceasing publication and that the NRC is and will remain on a sound financial footing. Thank you.
That was Wayne Heinen, one of the board of directors for the National Radio Club. We have some musings to finish up from last month, so let's get into those and then swing into this month.
Well, DX Audio Service members, Marty Rimpaugh here in Oakland. The former KSJX that was heavy metal is now International Foreign Language. It's now Tuesday morning, February 18th, 10 minutes after 7 in the morning, and yesterday that format change happened. So KSJX is now International Foreign Language. It used to be heavy metal. That's all for now.
Hi, Fred. This is Johnny Ott, WA8WFH, and we'll say greetings to fellow DX Audio Service members. I'm now back up to date. We got all the tapes in fine and dandy, so now we're back up to where we should be. About time, too. Let's hear it for the post office. Got a couple format changes for you. WKMI in Kalamazoo is now Total Talk. They started that about 2 years ago, doing Rush Limbaugh and all that sort of thing. And after the first of the year, they are now Total Talk. They do Rush, of course, and Alan Combs. And they're now doing stuff from the Sports and Entertainment Network, which I guess is Total Sports Talk 24 hours a day. And WOOD in Grand Rapids, the AM and FM have split, I guess, forever. FM is now doing some easy format programming. They started that on New Year's morning as well. And John Balker should follow up this book that's now the rage of the age, The Empire of the Air, all about Messrs. DeForest, Armstrong, and Sarnoff, especially after his interview with you at the convention last year and his dealings with NBC and RCA. I'd love to hear his comments about, I suppose he knew Sarnoff, I would assume, working at NBC and RCA or doing something with them. But that book should be followed up because I'm sure it would make for very interesting discussion.
Hello, fellow DXers. This is Victor Schmidt from Silver Spring, Maryland, reporting February 26th. WMAL Radio will no longer carry the Washington Redskins play-by-play action next year. A new station, WTEM 570 will be doing it next September. And WTEM is going to go on the air sometime in April, all sports radio. WGMS AM will cease operating at that time.
Fred, this is Tom Likens of Louisa, Kentucky, and on a comment that you made that 30% of the membership were sighted and did not have access to NLS format machines. They can buy them just as well as the rest of us can from APH in Louisville. They have tons and tons and tons of them. And this way, if you had the DX Audio Service quarter track mono at 15/16 on a C90 cassette, then you could get a whole lot more information, then there would not be the need to edit, especially the musings column. And I think that surely 30% of the sighted public who got this magazine can surely buy an NLS machine. Thank you.
This is Camille Pacheca calling from Wethersfield, Connecticut. Does anyone have any amusing stories about radios? I had a radio that worked better after it fell on the floor than it did before. I also had a radio once that you couldn't turn off. Even when you tried to turn it off, it never turned off. That was just for a while, though. And the other thing I wanted to mention is I can get WPAT in Paterson, New Jersey on 930. WREB in Holyoke has not come on the air. So that is the latest news. Bye and happy spring.
Hi, this is Greg Jack in Olympia, Washington. First, for John Bowker, there are two stations in the state of Washington at 920 KXOI in Spokane and KQEU in Olympia. Secondly, I wrote a letter to the Radio for Peace International and brought up the idea of them putting their newsletter on tape, and they turned around and sent me a tape with their newsletter on it, which, since I asked them to do it, they just went ahead and did it. So if you want, you can write to them at Post Office Box 10869, Eugene, Oregon, 97440, and get their newsletter if you're willing to send them the tape back. That's it.
Hi there, Mike Dukin from Ladysmith, Wisconsin, with a couple things, so I will be brief. In the AM switch column, it was mentioned that WCAL in Northfield, Minnesota, on 770, gave up its license to the FCC, the reason being because they have put all their energy in their FM station at 89.3, as WCAL is owned by St. Olaf's College. That which makes KUOM a full-time daytime station on that frequency. KNOW 1330 in Minneapolis, owned by Minnesota Public Radio, has been sold to a Texas group, and I hear that they're going to change it into a CNN outlet for the Twin Cities. And locally here, WMYD in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, on 1090, changed their call to WAQE, which is the FM call sign. They did it for promotional purposes. They're simulcast in the morning with the morning show, and the rest of the day they bring the oldies format from the Unistar network, United Stations. Well, that's it.
Hi, this is Greg Jack again in Olympia, Washington. For the guy who used to live in Vancouver, Washington, KISN was off the air for a long time and now is on the air running one of those 40s, 50s, 60s MOR formats under the call letters of KKSN, and they are trying to get their old call letters back. They bought what used to be KPAM, the FM service, at 97.1, and they're running an oldies format under KISN call letters, believe it or not, on the FM.
All right, Tim, the Tallahassee and North Florida chapter of the Better Radio Bureau here. Just wanted to report to you that WPFM, who had been closed down by the IRS about a month ago, is back on the air, and they ran some rather incredible freeform radio to do it. They are now playing a CHR format. Power 108 is their logo. Also, here in the Tallahassee area, PFM's in Panama City, the Tallahassee area, WANM, the local black station serving the black community for many years, has now changed format and is running CNN as of the first week of March.
Hi, this is Barbara Lombardi, K1EIR, and I just want to congratulate the DX Audio Service for a tremendous job it really is great. And to say that I love the DJ book, and I'm hoping that John Bowker will be able to continue material from that book. It's very informative, and I think the price is well worth the great production. It should get an award. The magazine should certainly get an award because it's really well done. So keep up the good work. I'm wondering about the After Dark tapes.
Hi, this is Steve Bauer in Santa Barbara responding to an item from the Musings from Members from several months ago. Yes, there is an AM stereo radio which you can buy which is not for the car. Sanjian makes a shirt pocket AM stereo, FM stereo radio. It is pretty good. It's not great sensitivity-wise, but with a select antenna or some other external antenna, it works pretty well. And the AM stereo sounds pretty good. It is for sale that I know of through a place called Riggins Electronics in Los Angeles, actually Long Beach. The phone number is area code 310-498-7007. Mr. Riggins is selling the radio for $46.
And that's our musings from members. If you're a National Radio Club member, you can give us your brief comments at area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day. After Dark number 2 is out, and on this tape I'll be speaking with John Vodnik from the Voice of America as they celebrate their 50th year in service. And Caroline and myself will have all the details from Pete Kemp's Radio Roundup. And of course we have some formats, columns, John Bowker's Rule Primer, and Mike Hawk and Jack Woods have an interesting article called For Beginners. And there's also some questions answered on loop antenna designs and a whole lot more. A four cassette series of C90 cassettes in a binder is only $9.50 from the National Radio Club Publication Center. That's After Dark number 2. Well, we hope you enjoyed the April edition of the DX Audio Service, 1992 April edition. We made it sound like 65 just because it's April Fool's and this is our anniversary. Here's to another year of the DX Audio Service. Hope you join us. I'm Fred Vobey, 73, Good DX.